Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another edition of Reunited in Green. I am Derek Taylor, your host, and today we're going to look back at week 20, the Riders in Edmonton, the Riders with a chance with just two wins over the mediocre Eskimos would claim first place in the West Division. They would host the West Final and have an easy road to the Grey Cup. This a huge night in Edmonton. Calgary had already lost in week 20, so the Riders controlled their own fate. It was cold in Edmonton. We'll hear Cody Fajardo talk about it. Luke has stories from the booth about just how cold it was. On the field, Fajardo, against the blitzingest team in the CFL, took so many hits and made so many plays. He'll dive into that as well. And it was a really interesting game. The Riders down two scores very early in this one. Edmonton's offense looked great, took advantage of some turnovers as well to run up to a lead, but ultimately the Riders were not afraid of trailing in the game, the offense proving potent even against a defense that attacked as much as this one. We'll hear from Cody Fajardo, head coach Craig Dickinson, defensive coordinator Jason Shivers, Dan Clark, Shaq Evans, Kyron Moore, and Brett Lowther, the man who did nothing but kick game-winning field goals for this team, as we review week 20, the Riders and Eskimos. Luke joins me in the booth next on Reunited in Green on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Inside the booth for week 20, it is the Riders at Edmonton. Luke, this one for the Riders was must win. They controlled their own fate. This one, you remember this, it was freezing, and we were not on the field. We had heat in the booth. It was still freezing.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those games where we were willing to tough it out and open the the windows. I do remember having we had a fairly large decision looming very early on in that game with that window decision. But yeah, we did the smart thing and we stayed warm.
I forgot about that because you're adamant. You love the windows open, but even I'm not doing it today. It was. Yeah. It says on the sheet it was 1 degree Celsius with the wind at 42. It was way colder than that. It felt like, my goodness.
Yeah, I've played in some cold games, being the 2010 Grey Cup in Edmonton, and it was really cold then, and I wasn't willing to stick it out as part of the broadcast team, especially when I wasn't in between the white lines. But it was a very good game. Again, it was one of those games where you brought it up. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders controlled their own destiny.
Yep.
But they had to seal the deal. And one of the things that you'll see rolling from this game, the next game in Saskatchewan, and then the Western Final, turnovers, right? They started committing some untimely turnovers, and it cost them there at the West Final. But
yes,
here, even with Cody, there was times where he turned it over on the 1 yard line. Calvin McCarty's scoring directly after that. I remember Armando Sua was the fullback in that play.
Right.
But yeah, so
I don't want to face that backfield.
Yeah. Again, I think you hit it right. Like, they jumped out, but nobody was really concerned because Saskatchewan was the better team all year when it came to Edmonton.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just knew they had to beat Edmonton twice. Edmonton was going to be a 500 team. Two wins and you get what you want, which is an easier path to potentially the Grey Cup. Luke, Cody Fajardo, he'll talk about it in the broadcast. He brought it up in our conversations that this was his first game after signing his extension, which, as we've learned from reports later, was quite lucrative. He said he felt that put pressure on him. Where are you on big dollars causing pressure on players that get those big dollars?
Well, normally if you look in the offseason and you sign a big deal, by the time you reach training camp, all the pressure's off because everybody's absorbed that thought. Now you're just a big money player, right? And you get teased in the locker room. Guys are asking you for loans that they know they're not going to get. But, right, like, it becomes an issue with the team. But in this case, when you sign an extension through the year and then you're put in this situation, I think there was a little bit of pressure. But, again, when you look at Cody throughout this year, he was surrounded by talent. And then they were a really good team. He had a great defense. So I don't think it was one of those situations that, for instance, Peyton Manning was ever in, where it was like, hey, you're the guy, you gotta turn crap into sugar here.
Yeah.
And right, like he had the infrastructure around him to succeed. So all he had to go out and do was be himself and do what got him that opportunity. But again, we did start seeing some of those turnovers here in this game, and it ended up costing him in the West Final.
Yeah, it was early on in this one. We will talk about their early game woes coming up. We are about 7 minutes away from kickoff on Reunited in Green, week 20, the Riders and Eskimos on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. About 6 minutes away from kickoff on Reunited in Green, Derek Taylor, Luke Mullinder with you. And Luke, you get used to, and we certainly got used to, the Riders having comeback wins, long drives to win games, to the point where this game starts off almost instantly, it felt like, down 14-0. As you mentioned in the first block, bad turnover. Edmonton, all of a sudden, wait a minute, this team that looks like a 500 club and not a real contender in the West is up 14 on the Riders. Up in the booth, though, with what we'd seen, I really didn't think it was a problem. Where were you?
Well, the controllable aspects that led to the 14-0 deficit were on the Riders' side. It was something that in the first quarter, if you stopped the game and you brought everybody into the film room, and you're the coach, you could say, look, well, here's the reason why they're winning, guys, right? And it's things that we're doing. It's not like they're outplaying us. Those are always the more frustrating opportunities when you look at when you're down and you're just being outplayed and it doesn't feel like you can do anything, whether you're out in the field or not, to slow the momentum of the other team. Here, a little bit different, right? Like, when does Calvin McCarty score 2 touchdowns? You know what I mean? Like, that's an anomaly.
2015 yeah. to 18, yeah.
That's an anomaly in this case, right? So you just gotta tighten up. And again, I think it's one of the things that in a locker room and especially on the football field, the veteran leaders need to look at each other and just remind everybody, don't start pressing. Let's just do what we came here to do. Let's follow the game plan, because it's the minute you start pressing and trying to make plays for somebody else, trying to do somebody else's job or overextend yourself,
yeah,
that's when the lead can get unmanageable. But if you stick to your game plan, you stick to the things that you knew you do well, that you knew are going to succeed against the Edmonton Eskimos, right? And again, this was a team in the Edmonton Eskimos that was fairly predictable on both offense and defense. Right, you knew their strengths on O, and you knew what they were going to do on defense.
They're going to blitz you into
coming. So and you saw aspects of that, right? Like there was a couple plays there. I think one of them was to I can't remember which receiver it was, but like you saw the realization of Cody and the rest of the team saying, okay, they're in man, they're about to blitz. I got to throw this ball quick. As long as so-and-so knows that I'm coming to him in this look, we're good. And it would work out like that. So again, when you're down quickly, you just got to refocus, but understand it's not the time to start pressing. It's the time to start just absolutely saying, I'm going to do my job only. The next man to my left and the other guy to my right, he's going to do his job and we're going to be all right.
Down quickly, not worried, caught deep in their own end late, needing a score or needing to get them out of field goal range. Not worried at all. Manny Arsenault back in the lineup. A lot of storylines that we will touch as we go through this week 20 matchup, the Riders and Eskimos on Reunited in Green. Stick with us. Kickoff is next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.